A few years ago, I first started working out consistently. And I was super excited, super motivated to get in the gym. And I remember it was the first year I started. I went to the gym, well, downstairs in like the little common area gym. And I was doing these cable kickbacks for your glutes. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. You know, you attach the cable to your ankle and like kick back with your glutes or with your leg. Anyways, this exercise, it might have not been this one, but I remember this specific moment is where I felt back pain, okay? So I think I overextended my leg and just kind of arched my back too much and somehow messed up the discs in my back. And so unfortunately, I did not do anything about this. And I was just so motivated to be in the gym. I was like, you know what? It's okay. By then, I was motivated by like the wrong things. So I just wanted to be thinner. And that was not a good goal for me because I already was, I guess you could say, underweight for my age, maybe. So that was not a good goal for me. But anyways, going back to the back pain, I didn't want to stop, so I kept going and I kept pushing it, and the back pain got worse and worse. Over time, I could literally not sit for more than 30 minutes without pain, and it hurt to bend down. It hurt when I went to sleep. Just, oh my gosh, everything. I remember I went on a trip to Utah, and I was sitting on a plane, and oh my gosh, I could not find a position that I could get comfortable in. Like, I was getting up all the time. I was sitting on a neck pillow. Like, I took the neck pillow off my neck and sat on it, kind of like a booster seat or something, because I could not sit. Just, there was just so much pain in my lower back. And I went and got an MRI because I was like, clearly something ain't right here. You know, this ain't good. So I went and got an MRI. Turns out I had a herniated disc in my lower back, and I did not want to be in pain anymore. So I was like, okay, I gotta take these vitamins to help with inflammation. I gotta do these certain stretches. I gotta go and get chiropractic adjustments. And I started doing that for a little while, right? I started sticking to it. I was motivated. But then I got so bored. And you know when it's like, maybe you're really motivated at first, and then all of a sudden you're like, I just would rather not spend 30 extra minutes at the gym doing these stretches for my back, or I just don't want to go to the cabinet and get all my vitamins. I don't want to go in the cold plunge and do this recovery for my back, or use the sauna when I have other things to do. You know, it's just like things like that. I could not get motivated. And not to say that I didn't want to be in pain, or I wanted to be out of pain. You know, like, I wanted to be out of pain. I wanted to be healed, but I just could not seem to get motivated. And I would go through these phases where I would get back on, you know, my regiment, and then I would get back off. And I just did not know why. So maybe you felt this before. You know, you're super excited to go to the gym, maybe. You start going for a week. You're excited to be making the progress. But then you're like, I don't really want to go anymore. You know, the week goes by and you're like, I'd just rather sit in my bed, watch TikToks, scroll on my phone, maybe watch some TV. You know, you just don't feel like it. You're not motivated. And it's not that you don't want to become healthier or get in better shape. It's just that you are not motivated. Say you have a friend maybe bring you to church, right? You really get involved. You're on fire for the Lord. You're excited to read your Bible. And a few weeks go by and you're like, go on my phone. Would rather go out to this party instead of read my Bible, you know? I don't really feel like that. And you're just not motivated anymore. You know, even though you enjoyed those few weeks, you just don't have the motivation. I've always seen people say, you know, if only I could achieve this, but I just have no motivation. And it seems like people think the issue is motivation, because that's the main driver of goals. But if you think this, then you're never going to achieve your goals, because I thought this. And oh my gosh, I was wrong. So I was wrong. And this is why you need to have a strong why. So what the heck is your why? You know, maybe you've heard this term before, you know, like find your why. But if you haven't, Basically, it's the reason for why you perform a certain task or engage in a certain behavior. So let's provide an example. In my walk with God, the reason why I'm constantly in his word, studying and meditating on it, and kind of just learning more on my own and in groups with others, is because I want to bring more people to God. And I always remember 1 Peter 3:15, and this says, God is honored by sincere faith. At the same time, you must always be ready to give a defense for anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. And I remember this because this is my why. So whenever I don't feel motivated to spend time with God, I remember my why. And that is, I want to help others feel the same peace that I do. You know, I want others to make God the foundation of their life and nothing else, because that's where true joy comes from. So that's my why. That's why I keep going. Now, going back to my back pain. The issue with this is I never had a strong why. Sure, I could have said my why for getting rid of this back pain is to get out of pain. But that's just not, there's just not a lot of emotion behind that, you know? It's like, yeah, I want to get rid of my back pain because I don't want to be in pain. Like, obviously, you know, obviously. But like, why don't you want to be in pain, you know? Anyways, I didn't leap for joy at the thought of being healed. Like, there was not a ton of excitement. I was just like, yeah, I want to get over this back pain, so I'm not in pain. So, of course, I was not going to stick to a regimen so I can cure my back pain. And let's fast forward to a few years later. I'm sitting here right now in this chair on the verge of getting back pain. So I have this heating pad on my back, which tends to help a lot. Recently, it's been flared up because if my glutes are sore, my back pain flares up. It's just a whole ordeal. But recently, I have this realization. So, like I said, I have not been motivated to cure this back pain. You know, I've just been like, ugh, I just give up at this point. It's been literally almost 3 years, maybe more, maybe 3 years. I'm not sure. But it's been going on for a long time, to say the least. But the other day, I was at the gym. I was just getting done with a really hard set. I was out of breath. And then a guy comes up to me. Abruptly, I was a bit surprised because I was like literally just catching my breath, but that's okay. But he asked me, he was like, I always see you doing these different types of workouts, this functional training, and you seem to have more knowledge than a lot of people in the gym. And then he proceeded to tell me that he had really bad back pain. And I was like, when he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh. And he proceeded to tell me, like, you know, where it was and issues he was having. And then he asked if there's anything, like, I recommend for it. And the back pain he described was, like, very similar to me. And I was stunned because, you know, here I am doing all this functional training, you know, trying to cure my back pain because for the last few months, I've had to completely change my training. I used to be more like, I used to do more powerlifting, bodybuilding style. Now it's more functional training, hypertrophy training as well. But anyways, going back to this, I was telling him some tips and I was asking him some questions, you know, specifically what the back pain is and just kind of explaining to him what I do for my back pain. And I also started telling him some of the stuff that I do at the natural health clinic that I work at and, you know, how the people are helped there with their back pain and what they do. And after he left, after we had this conversation, a sudden urge like waved over me, I don't know what the word is, but a sudden urge came over me to take control of my back pain and do the things I need to do to get better. And I was thinking, like, wow, imagine if I cured my back pain and then was able to help other people who have been having this debilitating issue as well. Like, wouldn't that be amazing? And then I started to get excited thinking about who I could help if I was able to overcome this. You know, people who have been in pain every day, unable to perform everyday tasks, I could help. And this was my new why. I knew in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I just had like a mental shift. Because before that, I was like, my back pain was doing pretty well that week, actually. So I was feeling pretty motivated, but I had been in a slump for the last, I don't know, a few months, just with the pain and not feeling motivated. But this was my new why. So my new why was, I want to heal my back pain so I can help other people get out of this debilitating pain as well. And that's just so much more powerful than, well, I want to heal my back pain so I don't have to be in pain anymore. Like, obviously, but like, why do you not want to be in pain anymore? And I don't want to be in pain anymore so that I can learn about how I can help other people with their pain. You know, that's just so much more powerful. And that's what really hit home. And this motivation, it's not going to wear off, because it's not motivation, you know? It's a deep, strong why that's rooted in something greater than myself. And that's when I realized, I think the strongest whys are rooted in something bigger than yourself. So something more than your physical body on this earth, but a greater sense of contribution in the bigger scheme of things. And that's when it hit me. I started realizing, wow, the people who give up at their goals easily, me included, it's because they don't have that strong why. So let me provide an example. So say you want to work out every day so you can lose weight. So I would ask, okay, so you want to work out every day so you can lose weight, but losing weight isn't your why. Like, okay, that's the outcome, but it's not your why. So if someone was in this situation, I would then ask them, okay, why do you want to lose the weight? And maybe they say, oh, because I want to be healthier. Okay, why do you want to become healthier? Oh, because I want to live a better life. Okay, why do you want to live a better life? So when I raise a family, I can be in the best shape I can be to do so. Because I want to be able to walk up the flight of stairs carrying my children and play with them without getting out of breath. You know, I want to have a better life so they can have a better life. And this is what it all comes down to. Doing more for others by doing more for yourself. And we always hear this stuff, you know, focus on yourself, focus on helping yourself. And I think the part that people miss is that they forget to help others after they've helped themselves. So going back to your why, do you see how much stronger it is when it's connected to something greater than yourself? Same thing with me and sharing my faith. Or for instance, you know, my goal is to get stronger in the gym and to build muscle. But this is not why I go to the gym. That's not a strong enough reason. You know, even though it is aesthetically pleasing to imagine myself with more muscle and to be really strong, it's just not a strong enough why. For me at least, and I think for the majority of people. Because I've heard this before from Tony Robbins, for example. You know, I've been to seminars where they teach you how to create these goals, but more importantly, how to keep yourself, I guess, motivated, but not motivated, because it's not motivation, it's your why. So why I go to the gym, you know, after I say, well, I want to go to the gym to get stronger and build muscle. Okay, but that's not my why. So I then ask myself, why do you want to get stronger and build muscle? Well, I want to be doing that so I can get fit. Okay, but why do you want to be fit? So I can live a healthy life. Okay, but why do you want to live a healthy life? I want to live a healthy lifestyle because I want to be able to have the energy and stamina to make a difference in others' lives, whether that's through inspiring them or encouraging others to get to the gym or whatever else it may be. Okay, so I want to live a healthy lifestyle because I want to raise a family the best I can in the future. And I know that keeping my physical fitness can help me, you know, to really provide the best environment for my family. And so do you see how powerful that is? And I always say questions are the answer. So maybe you start off with the superficial answer. But as you ask yourself the questions, you start to get a deeper and deeper answer. And the answer you give as to your why behind doing something, you should have like a mental image of it in your mind. So when I was talking about my why, I saw it in my mind, you know, I got excited about it. And that's what your why should do too. Almost create that, like right now, or after you're done listening to this. Just create in your mind, okay, What's my why? First, I think it's always good to write it out. So write out these questions, you know, and every time you say your why, ask yourself one deeper question. Okay, why do I want this? Until you get to the very last question and you can't possibly go any further, that's when you know you're done. And then see that image in your mind. Does that make you want to push and achieve that goal and get you through the hard times? If it doesn't, go back and keep going deeper. But if it does, you're good. You know, stick with that why. Write it down. Keep it in your mind. Anytime you don't want to get up in the morning to achieve that goal, keep that image in your mind. And this is really what's going to get you out of bed in the morning, you know? Discipline is great, okay? But discipline is built by remembering your why every day. So you do get up early, you do go to the gym, or you do start working on that business you always wanted to have. This is where the discipline is really built. So to sum this up, your why is the driver behind every single thing you do. And maybe you haven't felt the motivation to start something in your life, then it's time to find your why. Or maybe you were consistent with a goal, but now you kind of fallen off and you don't understand, you know, why you're doing it anymore. So it's time to reevaluate that. Once you make sure you're doing things for the right reasons, everything changes. So reasons come first, answers come second. Like I said, when I first started my workout journey, my why behind working out was to become thinner, which I already stated I did not need to be. While that kept me going for a little while, and it did motivate me to get out of bed, it was damaging in the long run, so you really gotta make sure your why is helpful to you. Because yeah, there are really bad reasons why you can do something. Like I stated, you know, the working out, that was coming from an unhealthy state of mind. So while your why should be, you know, strong enough to push you to do the things you might not want to do every day, it should also be coming from a healthy mindset, you know? And how I like to think of this is, you know, when you're thinking of your why, would you want a younger version of yourself to see that? You know, would that inspire her? Or would that make her look at you and be like, are you okay? You know? So just remember, this week or any time, when you don't feel motivated, it's probably because you haven't had a strong why to why you're doing something. I'm using the word why a lot here, but it's important, so bear with me, because this is what I realized with my back pain. It was really in that moment that I was like, wow, the why should really be connected to contribution. It should be connected to something greater for than yourself. And you'll see in all these examples I've given, while the goals are kind of me focused, the outcomes are not, you know? So help yourself first to help others. And with all these examples I provided, you can see each why should really have a greater sense of purpose and meaning. And I really think that comes from contribution. I really think that comes from helping other people. Because doesn't it feel so great when you're able to help someone? You know, it feels great. Overall, just remember, this week, it's time to look at your why. Behind every little thing you do, every goal, every habit, make sure it's strong enough to get you through the tough times, the horrible days, the blood, the sweat, the tears, everything in between. Because once you have a strong why for what you do and what you accomplish, that's when you'll truly create a life that you love. If you enjoyed what we talked about today, then be sure to share with a friend and stay tuned for upcoming episodes on how to create the life that you love.